Good morning, a Friday morning. We are with Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
We're going to start with Gray Point Hugh Johnson Advisors. New name, new hires, new strategy. It's a well-known Albany wealth management firm because of Hugh Johnson.
That's right. Hugh Johnson and Bender Lane Advisory merged in 2019, and they're rebranding under the name Gray Point as part of their new strategy to expand the firm nationally. Dan Nolan, co-president of the firm, said Gray Point is well-positioned to have a national presence with offices around the country by blending investment expertise with financial planning for ultra-high net worth individuals. When the two firms merged, they took on the temporary name JNB Advisors. The merger at the time created one of the Albany area's largest financial planning and investment advisory firms focusing on high net worth individuals and nonprofits. The firm has over $2 billion in assets under management and 32 employees. The firm has started to bring in new hires, many of whom have deep roots with ACO and Goldman Sachs and have worked with Gray Point's leadership team in the past. Dan Nolan came to Hugh Johnson Advisors in 2008 from ACO, where he provided tax, investment, and financial planning. And Dan Rutnick, founder of Bender Lane and co-president of Gray Point, started his firm when he left ACO in 2002. Dan Nolan said he is in conversations with several firms across the country about joining Gray Point and said he wouldn't be surprised if they have offices in Florida and California in the next few years.
So a bit of good news for that firm. And now why, in an article in the Business Review this week, it's a good time to buy or sell a business.
Yeah, Martin Shields, who is chief operating officer of Boucher Financial Group in Troy, said he has seen more opportunities for companies looking to acquire or sell a business. For small business owners, he says there is the ability to buy a business at a discount right now because some are looking to sell immediately. Shields says depending on how eager the owner is, you may be able to get a really good price. There's been a number of notable acquisitions and mergers in the Albany area in the last few weeks and even in the past few days, pointing to a bigger trend. Price Chopper Mark 32 is merging with Tops. Curtis Lumber just acquired a family-owned business. And public affairs firm Gramercy was just acquired by the Martin Group. With interest rates so low, Shields said it's a good time to finance your business and make acquisitions or start a new one. He says banks are not being more hesitant about lending. They have strong balance sheets, unlike their positions in 2008 or 2009. Shields still expects to see significant business closures, with retailers seeing the biggest long-term impact. But for other businesses that close, he expects new ones will open in their place.
She is Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. You can read more at albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.